I Can Only Imagine 2 opens in theaters this weekend. Andrew Irwin is the director. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you.
Andrew, can you relate to a little bit of the story that Bart Millard was going through in I Can Only Imagine 1 and now 2?
Yeah, you know, I think that's what attracted me to the story is the idea of after the happily ever after, what happens next? And it's like if after you get everything that you've dreamed of and the crowds go home and the cheering stops, you know, what happens when life continues to be hard? And I think that's where people really, really want, you know, authentic hope. And Bart's story just really spoke to me personally that, you know, that I think it's a little discouraging sometimes when you get everything you think that you want, but then you realize that it's still really difficult. And so this movie really kind of asked that question of, like, if there's still fires in your life, you know, could it be possible that God's in the fire with you and that it's beautiful? And I think that's a story that people really need and crave right now. And this one delivers its own unique hope-filled moment at the end that mirrors the original but is completely original. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited for audiences to see that.
Well, in the first movie, Arthur, which is Bart's dad, played by Dennis Quaid, every time he's on screen, I mean, there's just that emotional weight of, you know, that abuse that Bart went through, but then his redemption. And do you believe it just shows that no matter how far somebody is from God, there's always hope?
Yeah, I think Arthur's redemption story was really the driving force behind any movies being made about I Can Only Imagine. And, you know, Dennis plays it beautifully. And so the first movie was such an earned, authentic human redemption. And it really satisfied that so well from Bart as a son towards his father. But this movie, kind of, we were able to flip that on its head. And now it's like, how does Bart as a dad of a teenage son give his son what he never had? And so he has to kind of access some painful memories to go find the beautiful ones and find healing in that relationship, because he had, you know, a couple months with a good dad, but 22 years with an abusive one. And so we're able to kind of go back and kind of fully mine that out. And it results in some beautiful new moments that are accessed in his memories that are gorgeous. So having Dennis back on set to be able to finish the story that we started together, you know, 8 years ago, was super, super emotional and super impactful.
Well, these films just really show us faith working out in the lives of us ordinary people. And do you think films like this just start those conversations about those greater depths of faith and who Jesus is?
Yeah, I think, you know, people vote with their ticket the kind of stories they want to see. And I think because of that, you know, the studios are allowing us just more and more ability to tell stories like this at scale. And I think the quality gets better and better and we continue to improve on what's been built. But I do feel like the right story, especially true stories, has the ability to change your life. Mm-hmm. To see what somebody else went through and it connecting to your own story. So the amount of people that have come up to me over the years in Dennis and stopped them in airports and said, I Can Only Imagine changed my life because that was my dad and I needed that. I think it's pretty amazing. And so I think with this one, the idea of the hard things in life that we go through, I think there's a lot of people that have had, you know, a lot of scary things happen over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years in the world, and they just, you get afraid about the future. You know, this one gives you hope for the journey now. And I'm excited to see people live more and more out of that idea of gratitude. And I think, especially with this new character, Tim Timmons, in this one played by Milo Ventimiglia, that character really has something to say. And I can't wait for people to meet him.
Yeah, after watching it, I wanted to be best friends with him.
Yeah, I did too. Like Milo, and the funny thing is the real Tim Timmons is absolutely like that. Like Milo plays a spooky, similar, you know, like version, the similarity to the real one. Like he just really inhabited the character. And Tim is that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tim walks around and just exudes that joy and love towards people. And so when I found out the story involved Tim's, and a lot of us had known Tim behind the scenes for years, we just never knew that I'd make a movie about him. So, you know, to allow Tim to have the spotlight and the stage and to be able to communicate his message of gratitude, like, I want to be best friends with both those guys, both Milo and Tim.
Andrew Irwin, the director of I Can Only Imagine 2, opening this weekend in theaters. Thanks, Andrew.
Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for what you do in Canada.